Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Where do I see the Spirit of God at work in the world? Right here. I've been trying very hard ever since I started to know what we would be talking about today to come up with something else to use as an example. I spent most of this past week trying to think of something else to talk about, thinking about various examples of pastoral care visits or other things going on. And then I just gave up because I could tell it was pointless. Because it was pretty obvious what the real answer was. What's the first thing that comes to mind for me right now where I see the Spirit of God at work in the world is here. It's in you all. It's in Jeremy and Sarah being willing to stand up in front of you all and talk a little bit about their own faith. That's hard. Would you agree that's not the easiest thing in the world to do? But they did it, and they did it fantastically well. This past week, I sat down with Jim Schulte, who I think most of you know. Jim, of course, was pastor here for quite a long time, before retiring in, what, the early 2000s? Jim and I sat and talked for about 2 hours last Tuesday. Fortunately, there was coffee involved, so it made it easy for both of us. He had heard through the grapevine various rumors about things going on around here, bits and pieces of the bigger picture. But he hadn't really heard the whole thing yet. And I figured it was time to fix that. Because the last thing I wanted was for him to be operating on partial knowledge and rumor. And I got to tell you, it was a wonderful conversation. And by the end of it, for what it is worth, he had given his blessing to all that we are doing, the process that we have used, the path that we are embarking on. And to be honest with you, he was really excited for what can be done and what is coming out of all this. And every time I've had the opportunity and the blessing to talk with folks about it, that's been the response. Last week at Synod Assembly, we got name dropped again by the bishop. That's 2 years in a row for those who are counting. We keep getting used as an example in a good way. In a good way, let me clarify. Where do I see the Spirit of God at work? I see it in Carol visiting people to bring communion. I see it in folks like Bruce showing up to teach at the Anderson House on the weekend. I see it in folks like Kathy working with the kids. I can look around this room and I can say something about pretty much every single one of you. It's tempting to do so. But I also know some of you have barbecues and things to get to today, so Memorial Day weekend and all that. I hope I say this enough. You guys amaze me. I listen to so many colleagues of mine ponder out loud what it would look like if their congregations were willing to take a long, hard look at themselves and move forward in faith. And then I kind of kick them under the table and say, well, why don't you try talking to them about that and see what they'll do? You guys amaze me. I don't have a long, lengthy message for you today. You came out ahead on that one. But I just want to take this moment to say thank you. I hope I say that enough. Thank you. Thank you for being willing to take a big leap of faith. Thank you for being willing to be led by the Spirit. Thank you for being willing to challenge yourself. Thank you for being open to possibilities. In the time since we've begun these conversations, there are people in this congregation who have stepped forward saying that if it comes down to it, they are willing to help financially while we make the bridge from selling to moving into a new location. There are people outside this building, outside this congregation, other sister congregations of ours, who have come to me and have said the same thing. You're inspiring people. Did you know that? You guys are inspiring people. All across this area, all across this synod. So thank you. Thank you for your love for God, your love for community, and your willingness to put that above everything else. For I believe that neither life nor death, nor angels nor rulers, nor trials of the present, nor any trials to come, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will separate us from the love of God poured out in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.